Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Rise Up with Janina Chan, where we rise up together every chance we get and have fun while we're at it.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Rise Up, and today we have a queen with us. Yes, she is none other than Miss World Philippines 2019, Miss Universe Philippines Tourism, but today she is simply Miss Michelle Marquez D, or Didi for short. Yes, hi Didi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me. Actually, I've heard a lot of your previous podcasts. Love it. I was just waiting for you to invite now.
I felt the pull. I felt the energy. I'm like, Michelle is calling me to guest her. And this is it. But honestly, you know, I mean, I've met you a few times, actually a little bit recently lang, no? Like in person. Pero like, mastuloy-loy. And like, hey, it's you again. And it's been great. And I'm like, yes, I need this energy here. And I always love being inspired by friends on the show. So yeah, today for all of our listeners, we are making a new friend yet again. And yeah, of course, we're ready to absorb the inspiration from you. But no pressure kasi walang time limit to. Hindi siya like Q&A. Yeah, hindi siya Q&A in that sense. This is more like a heart to heart. So yeah, I guess let's start from how people know you kasi obviously, you're in the public eye with pageantry, and I think you're dabbling into show business na rin ba? Is that kind of the way we're going?
Okay.
Diba? Kind of?
It's actually funny that you mentioned Didi. A lot of my closest friends call me Didi at work. Like, for my businesses, they call me by my initials, like MMD. People just call me whatever they want to call me. So, you know, to those that are watching or listening, call me whatever you want. But to clarify, I started show business first before pageant.
Okay.
So I've been signed with GMA for about 5 years already. And I really wanted to do that because I knew I wanted to join pageantry eventually. And I wanted to build that confidence in front of a live crowd, in front of an audience. So I think show business really helped, you know, mold me into, I guess, a better queen. Usually because it's the other way around, like pageantry first before acting.
Would you say, because my kind of question, getting the context in your background, is like, did you ever envision little DD, like baby Michelle, was this the dream for her? Gosh. Like being a pageant queen, or more so performing and acting? Mas ganun ba?
Actually, no. So I think this is something a lot of people don't know, or it just doesn't stick. But I grew up in the States on a ranch, like just little China doll riding horses. Such an adrenaline junkie. I didn't know about this whole world until I actually moved back. I didn't know my mom was famous. I didn't know I came from.
Gusto ko yun. I didn't know my mom was famous.
Like, oh, in the world, you're better at
school. Yeah.
But no, I never dreamed about it. Like, I was so sporty. But the opportunity came kasi. And also, so many people around me started telling me that, you know, you have the potential to do this and to do that. And of course, I doubted myself at first because I wasn't like my sister who was taking up theater, who was taking up ballet. Parang she was the one that was being molded to be a beauty queen. I was kind of like more of an introvert. I stayed creative, like behind my camera. The fact that my parents really raised me to see my potential also. Like when that opportunity came, I just grabbed it. I had to believe in myself, remove all of the self-doubt. And you know, here we are, two crowns in. Well, two titles in.
Yes, I love it. Oh, diba? Gusto ko yun. Hindi lang one pageant. I mean, that's already a lot of energy and time dedicated. But you know, I guess clearly you enjoyed it also, and it definitely suits you. So yeah, but speaking of, like you mentioned yourself, now you really had to clear your head of all the doubts. Would you say this is kind of like your rise up story? Because I always ask my guests that, or may iba ka pa pang life hugot?
Joining into pageantry and show business is definitely one of the rise up stories that I've had. Of course, in life, we don't just go through one struggle, but we go through multiple. But I think the most recent really overcoming the fear of failure, because I joined before and I won before. So to put myself under that kind of scrutiny and pageantry is very like hardcore because everybody's very invested in their own candidates or in you or in their progress, that I really had to do better and execute better and to just, you know, block all of the noise and come out stronger. And I did. I really loved my performance. I wouldn't change a thing. But of course, there's always room for improvement in life.
Can you bring us to that point in life or during that, maybe your lowest point? What was it like and how did you overcome it? Parang ano ba yan? May routine ba yan?
Okay. So coming from a family of, you know, beauty queens, that actually was my biggest contributor for anxiety. So I had a lot of anxiety attacks prior to my first pageant. So I had to see my psychologist about it. I was getting like anxiety attacks all the time. But, you know, with therapy and with just believing myself and the validation of people around me, I was able to execute. And I think that's really important because sometimes we hold ourselves back because of the fear of disappointing other people. I had to get over that and I really had to focus on the things that I knew I could offer, not just to the Philippines, but around the world. I focused on my why. And the reason why I joined my first pageant and my recent is really because of my advocacies. And those are so much bigger than myself, so much bigger for, you know, just the crown. It's really gaining a platform to have a voice. So I focused on that. I focused on why I was doing this other than just making my family proud. I mean, it's obviously part of it, but the reason was so much bigger. And that's what I focused on.
Oh, nice. It is so true. And I love what you said about just, you know, doing it for a bigger purpose also. Because if you just think about yourself, it's definitely going to be so overwhelming na parang, diba, para lang ba to magka-crown? Para lang ba to maging beauty queen ka? Diba, hindi naman yun eh. You had a much bigger why to that. And I did love what you said also. I mean, that's a very valid anxiety, ano ba yan? Point of anxiety. Yung ano, in the Philippines ngayon, anak ni, di ba? Anak ni ganito, anak ni ganyan. And then you're like, wait lang po. Can't I just be me?
I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of the kids of pageant
celebs
don't,
or celebrities.
Yeah, diba? Or celebrities don't enter the space or don't just try. Because I won't name names because they've never joined. But it actually puts you under a lot of pressure and scrutiny to say. And I think, and I really believe that I am my worst critic. So whatever anybody else around me says about me, I can probably say much worse because I need to acknowledge it so I can become better. It's not like an emo thing. It's really like after I perform or after I'm on stage, I really assess my performance. And no matter what anybody says, unless it's like my mentor or whatever, parang I don't listen to the opinion of people that don't matter. And that's really important to succeed, especially in this industry. Alam mo yan, you're also in the public eye. And you just have to be confident in what you have to offer.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And for the other noise na man relevant or mga mema lang, there's always the block and mute button, di ba?
I love block that. And look away.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, being in the public eye, hindi lang naman for us. I think it's a relatable thing for everyone that now with the age of social media and like constant comparison, like you can't help but kind of seek the validation of others. What is your take or parang how do you overcome that? Like the external validation part of being human. Like when do you know na, okay, I'm only gonna seek this much approval, but not entirely, diba? Kasi, hello, obviously, it's part of human nature also.
Yeah, for sure.
Diba? So what is your take on that? Like external validations and like being so secure with yourself?
First and foremost, with, like you said, it's like the age of social media. And it's very inevitable that people will always have an opinion. Some people are more negative than others, or some people just make themselves feel better by putting somebody else down. And I think the important thing is to acknowledge that. Or right now with the new algorithm, you just surround yourself with things that, or pages or profiles that, you know, resonate to you. I mean, for me, because when you're in pageantry, more often than not, you're seeing a lot of bashing. And I've kind of grown immune to it, where again, I only seek the validation of people that I trust, like my mentors for pageantry or my acting coach for acting. I like sometimes I don't even listen to my parents when they're just trying to be hard on me. Like I listen to my mentors talaga, people that have brought me to point zero to point where I am now. I don't believe that we're perfect now. There's always improvement.
Yes.
I think that's just really important to learn how to block the noise and find what is beautiful in you. Because when you believe that's beautiful, then no matter what other people say, you can't be shaken.
I love, yeah.
So like, you want to wear that, just wear it. You can't swear right now, but toot what they think.
Yeah, toot what they think. We will make a quote about that. Toot what they think. No, but it is so true.
Yeah, and I actually, I'm really lucky that my grandmother and my dad really taught me how to meditate also. So I'm very in tune with my feelings and my mindset that, you know, it helps you focus on the things that are more important in life and just disregard the things that are not.
I love. Okay, so would you say you've practiced being self-aware also, and you've practiced being a master of your emotions, like your triggers also, right?
Yeah, I definitely have a grip on my emotions for sure. I mean, you won't see me lashing out in public, or you won't see me just focusing on things that aren't important. And, you know, it's something that I really have to learn. But I'm the type of person that puts myself in uncomfortable positions din naman kasi. So I do it over and over again to get used to the feeling.
Yes. I like that.
If that makes sense.
Like, it's kind of like training.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you won't get better at something if you don't constantly put yourself under that kind of situations.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's why I joined again, because I knew I had something more to offer.
Okay, yes, leveling up. Okay, you're like, kala niyo, tapos na ako. I'm not done yet. Stay tuned, abangan, o, diba? Okay, but are there like specific things you do though to make sure that you practice, I guess, mindfulness and being in tune with yourself and being self-aware? Like, do you journal? I don't know, because some people really take that seriously. Or what? Do you like check up on yourself? What is it every night? What is maybe that routine? Maybe you can share to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I do have a routine in the morning, and it's like a holy grail for me. So wake up, cup of coffee, try to meditate, and working out really sets the tone for the day. But of course, in this industry, kasi, there are a lot of distractions. So I have like my business facet of my life, and I have the showbiz. And sometimes the schedules overlap, and it really ruins the routine. But to answer your journaling question, I do journal when it's hard. Like, I don't think I've ever journaled something that I was extremely happy about.
The diary is there for bad times.
I'm sure you have like photo journals about it, but I really take into account when I'm struggling. Because when I have this annoying thought or annoying habit that comes out, that's when I put things in writing, and then that's when I self-assess, okay, this is going on in my head right now. I need to. But when somebody ever reads my journal, it's like, parang baliw, I'm talking to myself and I'm assessing myself. It's like I'm my own psychologist, because I just want to be in tune with where I am at this point in my life. And it really helps, because when I look back and I see myself going through like a problem before that at that time was so detrimental or mahirap talaga, you appreciate the growth and you appreciate where you are now.
You appreciate your emo time. Oh, tingnan mo to. Itong emoterang to. Kala niya.
Fun dyan.
Kala niya end of the world now. Ganun, diba? And you're just gonna laugh at yourself, diba? But at that time, it was very hard for sure. Actually, totoo yan. Napansin ko rin yan. Pag good times, parang kakatamad mag-journal. Pero pag bad times, parang, oh my God.
Just put it all down.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes when you're really happy, you want to celebrate. You wanna like document the moment. When you're sad, that's when you're alone. That's when you just, you want to be in your own private space and set your heart up in your journey.
Emo tunes, lock yourself up and then just journal and then let it all out. Mm-hmm. And then the next day you're calm again. Yeah. But does that happen to you? Like the next day for you, once you've released it all?
It really depends on what the trigger is. But as soon as I've acknowledged this is what the problem is, then it's not hard for me to snap out of it. Because I know what works. I know working out with the, you know, the endorphin rush really helps when I set these mini goals throughout the day, or those mini goals that end up to your big goals. Then I just acknowledge the small victories also. If you just focus on too much negativity, then honestly, I become so unproductive.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually, I cannot function if I'm filled with bad energy.
Same. And I think other people get so lost and stuck in that. When you're so stuck in that kind of loop, like a sad, bad energy loop,
yeah,
it's sometimes so hard to
pull yourself out.
Yeah, pull yourself out from that. So for you, definitely working out, journaling, what else? Talking to friends?
Of course, talking to friends, they're like my second family, especially the people that are closest to me. I think that's one of the things that really helps me also is, because I'm not a very open person. Like, if I'm struggling, nobody will notice. But I appreciate human connections. Like, I have tattoos all over my body, and a lot of them have meanings. They're like my personal mantras in life. The ones that are exposed are my constant reminders. But I just wanted to touch on the hole, the pit that people find comfort in sometimes. Because I think all of us at one point or another have hit rock bottom. But I actually appreciate hitting rock bottom. It's all about perspective, of course. But I appreciate being there, because once you're at rock bottom, there's nowhere else to go but up.
Mm-hmm.
So I think life is all about perspective. And you're never given a problem or a struggle that you're not capable of solving anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Laban lang.
Laban lang. The summary of this podcast is laban lang. Laban pa rin. Well, you did mention about mantras, like all over your body because of your tattoos. So maybe you can share to us maybe your one major life mantra. But if there are sub mantras, why not? Andito na rin tayo. Ilabas mo na lahat.
Well, I have a lot of beliefs in life for sure. But I do want to mention the most obvious. It's this one.
Mm-hmm.
So I have three exposed tattoos. This one is actually new. I got this the other day. It's in Chinese. I'll send you a picture. Maybe I got the wrong tattoo. But yeah, I wanted to mention this. It's a glyph. It means transcendence. And the meaning for it, for me personally, is choosing to become the best version of yourself, even if you're up against yourself. So in life, you say sometimes you're caught in a decision where it's either you choose the easy way or the hard way, but the hard way will always reap more rewards. So I'm always constantly trying to seek improvement, transcendence for my...
Yes.
I mean, of course, this means time is finite. Appreciate every time, every moment in your life. This means looking some to those who deserve it.
I love, wow. Okay. But for you, what is the number one, like right now, life mantra?
Number one life mantra is always to choose to be the best version of yourself.
That is the number one, top one.
Yep.
And I love, it's the choose. You have a choice. Sometimes people, you know, ngayon kanina, they get so stuck on their bad habits, bad toxic, because of the bad toxic relationships they've been in. But you have the power to choose. We have free will. And sometimes we forget about that, diba? Okay, so what's one lesson or habit you wish you knew and or applied in your life sooner?
Self-doubt.
So you don't want to doubt yourself, yeah.
Yeah, I wish I didn't doubt myself, I mean, at such a young age. Because there were so many things that I wanted to try when I was younger. It's just I was seeking that validation before doing it. And if I didn't do that, then who knows where I'd be right now? Who knows where the businesses would have been or those entrepreneurial ideas would have been at this point. But of course, there was a lot of fear. And yeah, that's just something I had to get over. And I wish I got over sooner.
Okay, so no to self-doubt. Yes, definitely. And how about
self-validation for sure.
Yes. Uh-huh. What's one thing people should start doing, in your opinion?
They should start doing things that they're more passionate about, for sure. Find that, stick to it, the money will come. And, well, did you have a second question?
How about one thing people should stop doing? The opposite lang.
I think they should stop trying to, I mean, this is obviously targeted to people that find, you know, joy in bashing. I want them to stop spreading negativity, start focusing on yourself.
And,
you know, it just doesn't do anything good for anyone around you.
Yeah. And those bashers kasi, they really just, it's either they're hurt, they're super insecure. Ganun lang naman talaga yun eh. Or parang they find pleasure, which is the weird part because mas parang natitrigger bakit ha? Pasensya na. Ano, I'll do, ano, one Our Father, three Hail Marys. Diba? Oh, nga eh. Okay. How about maybe a favorite book or movie recommendation that for you inspired you a lot too?
Movie. It's hard to give one movie, but I'll give a book. I love Atomic Habits right now. And I also love The Law of Divine Compensation. So whatever you give out to the universe comes back to you tenfold, whether it's monetarily, whether it's blessings in life. So I love that book, Law of Divine Compensation.
It's in my to-read list.
I really think it's one of my favorites because I've read a lot of books, but this is one of those books that my dad gave me from my grandmother's library.
Ay, gusto ko yun. Generational.
Yeah. Because my grandmother was a spiritual one in the family and then it was a domino effect. But she gave it to my dad and she made a handwritten letter. And then when my dad gave it to me, he put a handwritten letter also. So sana magkaanak ako. So I give it to my kid also.
Ito na yun, Lord.
But the meaning of the book is also really good.
Gusto ko yan. Maging kumaris tayo. Yeah. Magkaka mini DD. Oh, so cute.
Ayoko ng babae, sorry.
Oh, let's say that to the universe. Yeah. Para kung ano yung gusto mo.
No to be girl, please.
No to be girl. Okay.
If I think about having a girl.
Why naman? What's your with that?
I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot to worry about having kids. I just don't want to have to deal with, you know, thinking about rape and stuff.
Like, oh, gets. Mas nakaka-ano nga siya.
Nakaka-praning lang.
Nakaka-praning nga magka-baby girl.
If I have a son, early palang macho na siya.
Oh, pag baby girl, parang kailangan naka-air tag siya lagi. No?
Yeah.
Parang, alam mo kung nasan siya, nakaka-praning. Yeah. Now that's for another podcast episode. Yeah. Pag naging mommies na kami. Hello mga mommies. Remember the first episode we had with Michelle?
No. Girl ako, no? I'm so sorry. Whatever.
Okay, well, anyway, I love it. I don't know where you're going to go, Chica, but I'm so happy we got to do this. And ina nga, I think for a lot of people, maybe, I mean, who knows, but maybe a lot of people, di ba, baka first impressions of you is very, you know, intimidating. Kasi naman, ang ano, the fierce killer, di ba? It's the smile. It's the smize. But Michelle is really such a free spirit, as you can see, thanks to her journaling. Diba? But thank you.
Thanks to my dental clinic that lets me smile.
Oh, diba?
It's such a thing because people think that I'm very intimidating. But as soon as they talk to me, like the first 5 minutes, wala na siya. Yeah. I don't know. I just have an RBF that I try to address. Pero wala eh.
It's okay. It makes you even more dynamic as a person. And we love that. The many layers of Michelle. So thank you so much, Didi. How else can we support you? What's next for you? Mm-hmm. Plug whatever you want.
So don't forget to follow my Instagram. That's Michelle D. My Twitter is Michelle MD. And I'm launching a YouTube soon. Well, relaunching it. So that's under Michelle MD also. And I'm really excited because I'm actually starting a YouTube channel with Rian as well.
Nice.
We're moving in together soon.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wait, I should have you both on the show again next time.
So I think that's coming in a few months' time. But that's very exciting. And also, I have a few businesses coming out very soon. I won't announce it here because it's not out there yet, but just stay tuned for that.
Okay, I love it. I love a good, abangan. Yeah, suspense, abangan next time. Okay.
It's utilizing blockchain technology. So
okay, I remember our last convo. Yeah, girl, I haven't Got it. Thank you so much, Michelle. And yeah, that is it for us right now. To everyone listening, thank you so much. I hope you guys enjoyed as much as we did, clearly. And I hope this just reminds you to rise up every chance you get and have fun while you're at it. Journal while you're at it. Yeah. And give us 5 stars if you enjoyed this and tag us in your stories. Oh, then, puede rin then. Do it 2 times on all platforms. Tag us, ha, guys. Para naman ma-share namin. Tag us. Let us know your favorite quotes, diba? Yung mga tooth habits, mga ganyan. And we'll see you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye,
thank
everyone.
You.
Thanks, Shanina.
Thank you, babe.
Thank you so much for listening. We'd love to hear your favorite insights from the show. Tag us at Rise Up with Janina Chan and at Janina Chan via Instagram stories so we can repost. Share this episode to your friends who you want to rise up with and follow us for more. This is produced by the Chinoy Podcast Network in partnership with Podcast Network Asia. Also powered by Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Sign up now for free at podmetrics.co. The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.